This is Montana Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Edward O'Brien with Montana Morning News. Governor Steve Bullock has declared a fire emergency in Montana as better weather conditions yesterday aided firefighting efforts and prevented new major fire starts. The emergency declaration allows Bullock to mobilize state resources and the Montana National Guard to fight the fires. Fires are burning in Glacier National Park and the Beaverhead Deer Lodge, Bitterroot, Helena, Kootenai, and Flathead National Forests and on the Flathead Indian Reservation. The state's biggest fire has burned nearly 21 square miles in Glacier. There's no containment on the fire, but officials noted cooler temperatures, higher humidity, and lighter winds. Elsewhere in Montana, state and local firefighters made little progress in attacking a wildfire that's consumed nearly 15 square miles of mostly open range in Broadwater County, south of Tustin, on Friday. Montana Democrats reelected their party leadership and heard pep talks about the coming election at their party convention over the weekend in Bozeman. Montana Public Radio's Capitol Bureau Chief Steve Jess reports.
Compared to the Republican convention 7 weeks earlier, when the sitting party chairman was voted out, the state Democratic get-together was a low-drama event. Incumbent party chair Jim Larson and vice chair Jackie Helt both won re-election, and then party leaders urged delegates to hit the streets and work hard if they expect to gain legislative seats in the 2016 election. U.S. Senator John Tester urged them not to take anything for granted.
It is about going out there and raising money and talking to your neighbors and talking to the folks you go to church with and raising some more money. Hate to say it, but it's a fact. It's where it is. And we can get candidates elected to the legislature.
Governor Steve Bullock, who has yet to announce his own bid for re-election, nevertheless urged Democrats to get ready for an expensive race against a GOP challenger.
We may not know whether our opponent will be a guy from New Jersey named Greg Gianforte or a guy named Brad Johnson or somebody else. The one thing we can be certain of, though, is whoever it is, the big money folks are coming with them. They're more interested in promoting themselves than they are interested in promoting opportunity and prosperity for all Montanans.
Republicans have been charging for months that Bullock is the real face of big money in Montana politics because fundraising is a major part of his role as chairman of the Democratic Governors Association. They accuse him of raising dark money nationwide while condemning the same practice at home, a charge Bullock denies. As the governor reminded Democrats, the general election is 450 days away, and everybody who wants to be a part of it has a lot of work to do. I'm Steve Jess, Montana Public Radio.
Economic forecasters have throttled back their predictions for growth in Montana because of the downturn in commodities in the past year. The prices for many commodities produced in Montana are all well below their high, and the price of barley, wheat, oil, and copper are nearly at all-time lows. The Missoula newspaper reports that in 2014, economists predicted a 3% growth rate for 2015, but the new forecast is for 2.7% growth rate this year. Research spending at Montana State University has slowed slightly in the past year. MSU released its annual report on research Friday. It shows total spending for the fiscal year ending June 30th was about $107 million. That's down from about $110 million a year earlier. But MSU says its scientists have kicked their grant searches into high gear and are putting the Bozeman campus in a strong position for 2015. District Court Judge Jeffrey Sherlock of Helena is retiring at the end of this year, and applications are being sought from attorneys interested in serving until the 2016 election. The candidate elected in 2016 will serve for the remainder of Sherlock's term, which expires in January of 2019. A state judge admonished the Cascade County Attorney's Office for allowing two law school graduates who had not yet passed the bar exam to work on two criminal cases. County Attorney John Parker has said Stephanie Fuller and Sonia Pospisil were working under a misinterpretation of the student practice rule, which allows law school students to work in the supervision of a licensed attorney. Employees at the Montana Developmental Center say they paid attention earlier this year as lawmakers debated and eventually decided to shutter the community for people with developmental disabilities MDC Unit Coordinator Troy Green says a stream of negative press around documented cases of abuse made it difficult to go to work thinking he was doing a good job. He and other employees say the legislature heard only half the story, but not the half involving the positive work by employees and clients at the Boulder campus. The center with living units, a church, and a former school building also features a recently completed walking path, vegetable garden, and classes on everything from budgeting to yoga. MDC Supervisor Deb Bishop says she wishes lawmakers had visited the center before deciding to close it. Economic forecasters have throttled back their predictions for growth in Montana because of the downturn in commodities in the past year. The Montana Chamber of Commerce Foundation presented its 10th annual Economic Update series in Missoula last week. Patrick Barkey of the University of Montana says the commodity boom is now over. The prices for many commodities produced in Montana are all well below their high, and the price of barley, wheat, oil, and copper are nearing all-time lows. The Missoulian reports that in 2014, economists predicted a 3% growth rate for 2015 and a 3.2% growth rate in 2016. Forest Service officials in Missoula are investigating when wildland firefighters start experiencing permanent health damage from smoke inhalation. The Missoulian reports Joe Dmitrovich and Joe Saul are experienced firefighters and members of the Forest Service's Technology and Development Center who have begun a 5-year study into the effects of smoke inhalation. Researchers are equipping firefighters with pocket-sized carbon monoxide monitoring devices, activity monitors, and cameras. So far, the research has revealed the worst smoke exposure tends to hit firefighters who are dousing hotspots and removing smoking tree stumps rather than those combating the perimeter of a blaze. Dmitrovich says the research will hopefully answer questions like how often firefighters can fully recover from wildfire season and when health damage starts to become permanent. Montana Democrats have retained their current state party leaders. During a rules and officers convention in Bozeman, party members re-elected State Chairman Jim Larson and Vice Chair Jackie Helt to serve through 2017. Both have held their positions since early last year. Thank you very much for listening. For Montana Headline News, I'm Edward O'Brien.